That's what I call bumper music. Welcome back to the Jerry Bader Program. Thanks for being here. I'm Seth, and the phone number is 888-455-1360. Okay, I threw out the issue of our bank cards, debit cards, credit cards, and so forth, being terminated temporarily by the bank when we're traveling because they're trying to prevent fraudulent purposes. Okay, purchases. All right, here's the thing. The problem I have is twofold. A, I really don't like the idea that I have to contact the bank and tell them that I'm going traveling and say, okay, I'm going to be over here, and then I'm going to go over there, and then I'm going to bop over here. Please don't turn off my card. There's something about that I don't like. There's something in the depths of my soul that bothers me. The second aspect of this is, why is it that I find out that there's been a problem when I go to make a purchase, my card is declined, and I'm embarrassed? Sometimes, one time, I got stranded, and it almost cost me big time. I was on my way to Minneapolis for a flight, and, I don't know, a third of the way over there, stopped for gas. My card was declined, and I was out of gas. Fortunately, a rare occasion happened, and Daddy happened to have some cash on him, so I was able to get gas. But I had to work. I had to call on the phone and get a whole bunch of crap straightened out, because when I got to my destination, I needed to rent a car. Well, guess what? You don't rent a car with cash. You got to have a card. And it was going to be a real hassle if we didn't get all this resolved. When I got on the airplane, the bank was telling me, we'll work on it, and we'll let you know we'll let you know as soon as possible. So for 4 hours, I was sitting my butt on an airplane going, I have no idea what's going to happen when I land. Why do we have to go through that stress? Why do we have to be embarrassed by our card being declined? How about this? We're in the information age. Most of us now have text capability. How about when there is an issue of a possible fraudulent transaction on our cards, how about we get a text? Mr. Mila, it appears that your card may have been used for fraudulent activity. Please contact us within an hour or we will terminate your card. How about sending us an email? How about sending us an automated phone call? It doesn't even have to be a real person. It can be a robocall. And if I don't answer it, send it to voicemail. Mr. Mila, this is fraud protection from the bank. We've noticed that there may be an issue. Please contact us within an hour or your card will be terminated. Your card will be suspended. Here's the phone number. Punch in your you know what I'm saying? And then when you go through it, even if it's an automated system, I got to have my security code on the back of the card. I got to have my PIN number, my grandmother's maiden name, the color of the wedding dress, the blah, blah, blah. You know, there's ways for the banks and financial institutions to prevent theft without us being embarrassed, without us having to add one more step and ask permission to use my money when I'm on vacation. All right, Rachel and Abrams, if you're still holding on, what do you think of my idea? Does that work? Would that solve the problem you had? And apparently, Rachel is gone, abducted by aliens, and that does happen. What about John in Marshfield? Did John stick around, or aliens get you too? Okay, John, my suggestion of how to fix it, would that have worked in your situation?
Well, I was listening to you guys way early. I'm the early shift guy at the Marshfield post office, and I listen to you guys every morning on the way in.
Oh, good,
Rachel,
good.
By the way.
Thank you.
But Chris talked about earlier about, you know, having a PIN number and you can't get to your debit card. And I had a situation, my credit union is really awesome. They do call you, the charges do go through, but then they call you to verify the fraud protection.
Right.
Company they have actually calls you. And about a year ago, I had a call while I was out cutting wood asking me if I was in Homestead, Florida. And, they said, well, we didn't think so, but we want to check with you because we've got about $900 worth of charges in the last 3 hours in Homestead, Florida, at various grocery stores, and with my debit card.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, how does that work? And she explained through seminars they went to that people need to be aware that there's people standing behind you at gas stations, grocery stores. She said they actually sit behind you acting like they're texting. And in reality, they're taking many, many pictures, as many as they can, of you doing your transaction and inputting your PIN number. And if they can put the two together, they put it on the internet for sale. And it's just like the movie Identity Theft, where they sell the numbers on the internet in the same place you sell the fake card processors. And next thing you know, somebody's using a debit card in a different part of the country. So,
I mean, okay. Well, thank you very much for calling in and letting us know that. I think your credit union seems to be going that route. I would suggest to the banks that are interested in keeping their customers, you got to find a way to notify us of the problem without embarrassing us. Because I got news for you. One more time it happens where I'm stranded, one more time it happens where I'm embarrassed because the card has declined, I'm going to do the research and find, I don't care if it's Billy Bob's Credit Union in Skunk Fart, Alabama, I will find the bank that will take care of me without me having this risk of embarrassment, and that's where I'll take my business. Now, granted, I'm not a heavy hitter when it comes to banking, but I will take my business elsewhere. All right, we got to go. I'm Seth Mila, sitting in for Jerry Bader. We'll be back in just a couple minutes after these very important messages.
Hi, Jerry here. Well, while I am off on vacation and Seth is filling in for me, I didn't want you to forget about Proactive Weight Loss Solutions. If you've been thinking about it, I have been talking about it, well, all the way back since February, and you know my story. I lost more than 70 pounds. My wife is on the program having a lot of success. And lately, I've been sharing listener stories with you as well and the success that they have had. It's a weight loss program. It is so much more than just what you eat. It's changing your body so you can lose the weight and keep the weight off for the rest of your life. Look, I'm more confident than ever that I'm going to keep this weight off. It's all part of a really different lifestyle for me, a lifestyle change. It could work for you. Call Dr. Jason Litwin, 920-268-1386.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.